We're doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, the bottom of the page. The Mishnah says, "Ein Mazkirin." We do not make mention of Malchuyot, Zichonot, Shofarot, Shad Puranut. When we have to say 10 verses of Malchuyot, Zichonot, and Shofarot, so we don't mention Malchuyot, Zichonot, and Shofarot that discuss bad things. Matchil b'Torah u'mashlim b'Navi. You begin quoting verses from Torah, you conclude quoting verses from Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishlim b'Torah yatzah. Rabbi Yossi says, if the last verse you quoted is Torah, you're also yotzah, and that's how we do halacha l'maisa. Malchuyot kegon, what are examples of verses of Malchuyot? I swear, says Hashem, I will rule over you with a powerful outstretched hand, with poured out wrath. And even though Rav Nachman said, I'm willing to take all that anger, he should just save us. That's what Hashem says, I will rule over you with that wrath. So Rav Nachman says, I'm willing to have the wrath, but I want your rulership, God. Being that the Pasuk nonetheless mentions that Hashem speaking out of anger, that's not a verse you would mention as a verse of Malchuyot. So the Mishnah said you don't mention verses that reflect God's anger, so even though that verse says Hashem will rule over us, it's not in our interest to mention that on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is saying that's an example of a Pasuk we would not mention, like the Mishnah said, you don't mention Pasukim of anger. And even though Rav Nachman said, I'm willing to take the anger, I just want God as my king, nonetheless, the Gemara says we don't mention that Pasuk. Zikaron, what's a verse of Zichronot that reflects anger? Kegon, Vayizkoki Vasarema, Hashem Remer, reflected that they are mere flesh, people who are not trustworthy. Shofar kegon, tiku shofar begiva. Shofar, like the verse says, blow that shofar, warn them, bad things are coming. So it says it discusses the shofar, but it's not a good shofar. But if he wants to discuss, mention a verse of Malchut Zichron or Shofar, where it's Puranut to the Akum, where the pagans are going to have punishment, that's okay. Malchut Kigon, Hashem Alach Yirgizu Amin. The verse says, when Hashem takes the throne, so the nations are going to get all worried. Uchigon, Hashem Alach. When Hashem takes the throne forever, the nations will have to leave his land. We say, Hashem, remember what the Edomites did to us. Shofar kigon, Hashem elokim shofar itkav alaf sarot teman, v'chtiv Hashem tzakot yagin aleihem. The verse says, Hashem will blow the shofar and then come with a whirlwind to the south and protect us as he does it. So we actually mention these psukim. Okay, we'll pick a beer bizarre tomorrow.